Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. New CCTV footage showed Belfast boy Noah Donoghue leaving his home at 3:30 in the morning on the day of his disappearance, and Noah was found dead in a disused storm drain in the city 3 years ago. The footage was captured just 14 hours before he went missing and was revealed to lawyers working for Noah's mother Fiona in October last year. It's come to light following an independent investigation by the journalist Donald McIntyre. Nicola Tallant is investigations editor with the Sunday World and has been writing about this. And Nicola joins me on the line now. So Nicola, remind us briefly what happened to Noah Donoghue.
So Noah Donoghue was a 14-year-old boy. He left his home in Belfast on Father's Day, which is the 21st of June in 2020, on a bicycle. He was captured on CCTV travelling over to North Belfast and was last seen in that area naked and without the bike. And unfortunately, 6 days after that last sighting, he was found in a storm drain. He had died. So very, you know, it's a big case, I suppose, a mystery as regards what happened, how he ended up in that storm drain. And there's various, I think the PSNI and the coroner have been, you know, in a place where there isn't a third party involved, whereas the family want that further investigated and they don't believe that there wasn't a third party involved.
Okay, so that brings us to the Sunday World story yesterday about this new CCTV footage, which we see has come to light. This is following an independent investigation by journalist Donald McIntyre, who people will know. So what can you tell us about what has been uncovered now?
So basically, Donal has been carrying out an investigation with a team of experts that he's put together, including some former UK detectives who'd be very sort of decorated in their own fields, and other experts. And basically last October, the legal office representing the family were given discovery of some CCTV. And this shows that Noah Donoghue, the night, so in the early hours of the morning he disappeared, the early hours of the 21st of June 2020, that he slipped out of his home and he basically walks off and is not captured back on CCTV coming back to the house for another 35 minutes. So a very strange thing to do. And no explanation as regards whether or not there has been a robust investigation into where he may have gone, into whether he had met anybody, what he was doing. He left the apartment complex he lived in wearing a pair of flip-flops and carrying headphones. When he's seen coming back, he doesn't have the flip-flops. They were a Marks and Spencer shoe, and he doesn't have the headphones. So McIntyre's team are obviously, sort of, I suppose, encouraging or calling on the PSNI and the coroner to disclose more of this investigation, what's done around that, and answer questions as regards why there was no public appeal done at the time. It obviously throws a bit of extra mystery on whether or not there might have been somebody else involved, or what the child was doing in the run-up to the very strange circumstances surrounding that last cycle he made across the city.
And Nicola, his mother Fiona, she didn't know that he had left the house that time, so he managed to leave the house and come back without her knowing.
Exactly. And she wasn't privy to the CCTV until her lawyers got discovery of it last October. There's been further, I don't know whether you noticed, that the inquest opened last week and there was discussion over other CCTV that hasn't been disclosed to the family. All that circumstance is going to have to be resolved before the inquest continues. And the coroner has said that the PSNI don't want to give this extra CCTV, the family want it, and there'll have to be a ruling on that. So, it's not a simple case, really, but I think definitely it's hard to understand why, given the nature of what happened later that day, why there wasn't an appeal done for anybody to know where had that child gone during the early hours of the morning. You know, had he met anybody? Where had he got? Where were the flip-flops and the headphones, and why those items weren't used In an appeal.
So, yeah, just to be clear, the questions being asked now include, why wasn't there a public appeal around this specific piece of CCTV footage at the time?
Exactly, and on the missing items. Why was there no public appeal made at the time? You know, while they were investigating the circumstances surrounding his, you know, his disappearance first and then the discovery that he had died later that day, it does seem a very significant detail to have not been used in a public appeal. And I think Fiona Donoghue, Noah's mother, has regularly raised the question as regards was the child involved in any of this County Line stuff, which would be where drug dealers use young kids and push into communities by using young kids. Was there something like that involved? Obviously, it raises all sorts of questions, the middle of the night, that sort of time. The length of time he's missing, it's not as if he walks out of the estate and back in. He's gone quite a long period of time. So the investigation team and the mother would be pushing to know, was there any further CCTV captured around this sojourn, whatever happened during it, and wanting to know why it was never, the public were never asked for any information or sightings around it.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much for bringing us up to date with that one. That's Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World. And we have a statement now from the PSNI. They say the disappearance and death of Noah Donoghue is subject to an ongoing coronial investigation. The PSNI continue to investigate, they say, but also provide assistance to the coroner, so it would be inappropriate to comment further at this time.